Welcome to the Nashville Tribute Man Podcast, The Listening Room with Jason Deere.
And Brad Hull.
And Tim Gates.
Coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. Today's topic is...
Story behind the song.
Brother, I'll Follow You from the album Joseph, a Nashville tribute to the prophet.
But first...
We got an artist in the house.
I'll tell you right now. So excited about having this young lady in our studios today on Music Row in Nashville. Her name is Roosevelt, in case you haven't already heard of her. First of all, the name is just cool enough.
Thank you.
Right? So it's spelled Roosevelt, right?
Yes, with one O.
With one O? Is that,
yes.
Is that how you do? Yeah. Amazing young lady, amazing singer. She's been here for a couple of days. We're recording a couple of pieces of music that she's going to put out soon, and you're going to hear it, and it's going to be exciting. And she can sing, and she is a ripe old age of 12.
Yes. 13 next month.
All right. She can't wait to be 13. She's sick of people saying 12, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, but man. So tell me about your life right now. I mean, I know you're living out of a suitcase pretty much, but tell me, where's home?
So I live in Mesa, Arizona. I love it there. It's cold here, so a little bit
sure
hot. I'm a youth ambassador for Child Help. It's an organization for abused and neglected children, and I go around and I sing for events, and I spread my message and try to spread awareness that child abuse is not okay.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm holding my hand right now a card.
Yes.
5too many.com. Tell me about this.
So, like I was saying, child abuse. 5 kids die every single day because of child abuse and neglect. And so I did this challenge. It's where you put a heart in your hand in a stop position out in front of you to stop child abuse and to stop those 5 kids from dying every single day. And you can help by donating $5 to 5too many. You can go to 5too many.com and donate there, or RooseveltSings.com.
That is ridiculously amazing that somebody your age would care that much and would be able to see that kind of vision. Ellen, if you're listening, hello.
Hello.
This is one of the good ones right here. So, and not only that, you sing way beyond your years, but you know what I love about the way you sing is that you still sound like your heart is your age. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Even though you're built and out singing older, and I think that's awesome.
Thank you.
You know, we'll talk to you more in the future, and I want to learn more and more, but where can people find out about you?
You can go to RooseveltSings.com. You can also check out ChildHelp.com to maybe go help and donate some money, or you can go to 5too many.com. So, yeah.
Love that. Love that. Do you want us to play a piece of music today?
Sure.
You want to play them one of the new songs?
Sure.
Okay. Well, here is Roosevelt. Check this out.
Can't help but cry, praying that a man. somebody's joy. The day she came into this world, she's somebody's tears that can't help but cry. Praying that a miracle is possible tonight, that the hope within this universe somehow can remove the worst and reach through the darkness and find somebody's child. Somebody's child. Somebody's child.
Roosevelt, I love that so much. You're singing so incredibly well. 12 years old. It doesn't even make sense somebody could sing that well at 12 years old. That song, Somebody's Child, I wrote with Dan Truman, and I sent that to Roosevelt when she was talking about doing a project, and she was kind enough to ask me to produce a song or two on her project, and I sent her Somebody's Child, fully expecting that a 12-year-old would want to sing about something that is such a heavy subject. And she came back, and that's the first song out of this pile of songs I sent her that she picked. And I'm so proud of her for being willing to talk about the stuff that that song talks about, and she does it so well. Check her out at RooseveltSings.com. Once again, today's topic is story behind the song, Brother, I'll Follow You, from the album Joseph, a National Tribute to the Prophet. We've been singing this song a long time out on the road, boys.
We have. I love this song. You have a pretty incredible story about this song and how it came to be a part of the album Joseph, a Nashville Tribute to the Prophet, and I think you should tell us that story.
Okay. You know, when you're getting ready to do a session for an album, and you book players, and you book studios and engineers and that kind of stuff, it's a really bad idea to pull out and to change the schedule. You know, those really, really great players who you have scheduled will kind of somehow not be available the next time you give them a call if you pull out on them last minute, because that means they could have played on something else. So we had this session all booked, and I remember it was December the 4th in 2003 that everything was set up and ready to go. And I went off to teach seminary in the morning, was excited about this thing, went off to teach seminary, came back and came in the back door and sat out on my kitchen table. And I could hear some people moving around upstairs, my family, but nobody had come downstairs yet. And I knew I had a few minutes just to sit and think. And something was kind of just bothering the heck out of me that morning, and it was like something was missing. I just worked so hard to make sure that all the main characters of the restoration were represented, or the ones that I felt like should be, and it was like something or someone or something was missing, and it just had me uncomfortable. I don't know how else to put it. So I was sitting there thinking, what is it, Heavenly Father, what is it that I've missed? And I felt this sweet kind of confident, just kind of personality in the room for a second, and it was I don't know, it was a feeling, and I, in just a matter of minutes, literally wrote down the words to Brother, I'll Follow You, and the melody, and just kind of sang it, and I only had a couple hours, and took it straight in there, and played it for all the players that day, and they jumped right on, and it just became something that I can't imagine the album without.
Yeah, I can't imagine that album without that song, man. Good thing you listened to that.
Such a great song.
Well, this is Brother, I'll Follow You, the way it was recorded December 4th, 2004, at Omni Studios on Music Row in Nashville, about 2 hours after it was written.
From the first time you told me about everything you had seen, we were just boys, but there was no doubt that in my heart I believed that, brother, I'll follow you into a hailstorm of an angry town, with words like jagged knives. Every stone was meant to bring you down,
something you'd know all your life. And brother, I'll follow you. Northern town, not knowing just what lies in store. Hearts were changing, the saints we grew as our hands built the house of our Lord. And brother, I'll follow you. Into a cold night, our children cry, driven further. Out of a swamp our hands built up Nauvoo, and we prayed in the Lord we'd find rest. And brother, we follow you. Rain or shine, fire and ice, with faith like a rock you walked in. And at the end your eyes looked into mine with the love of a lifelong friend. Yes, brother, I'll follow you.
You guys take care of each other out there. Show a little love to somebody who needs it. Have a great day.
Please subscribe to our podcast, Nashville Tribute Band Listening Room. And please share us with your friends. Tell them about our Instagram, our podcast, and of course, our music. And please visit us on our Facebook page, Nashville Tribute Band, and hit that like button. And please take the opportunity to visit our store at NashvilleTributeBand.com for music and merchandise. We'll see you next week. Be good and do good things. You've been listening to the Nashville Tribute Band Podcast, The Listening Room, with Jason Deere.
Nashville Tribute Band Listening Room.
Make sure and subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends.
Nashville Tribute Band Listening Room.
And visit NashvilleTributeBand.com for music, information, and so much more.
Nashville Tribute Band Listening Room.
And make sure and enjoy this podcast each and every week.